Very pleased to be joined today by Judy Kim Manin. She is the Executive Director of the National Gathering of Elders Kanata. Judy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day today. It's a very important weekend here in Edmonton at the Edmonton Cultural Expo. Can you share with our audience a little bit of what's going on this weekend?
So the National Indigenous Cultural Expo is basically blending the Inuit culture, the Métis, as well as First Nations. So we're going to have the biggest powwow of North America across Turtle Island, as well as a Métis festival that includes a fiddle fest, jigging, and all kinds of Métis culture extravaganza that participants can experience and see. And for the Inuit showcase, we are going to be looking at the northern games of the knuckle racing, the knuckle pole, as well as flavors of the Inuit, like the whale blood, flutter and Arctic char and so on and so forth. So we really want to amaze people who are coming to watch us, the smells, the sights, the hearing, as well as a taste of Indigenous of Canada.
So this is a very big event incorporating a whole lot of different cultures, which is fantastic to see, Judy. How did this start? How did this all come about? I mean, this obviously takes a lot of work to get all of these different events planned.
Yeah, for sure. So we started with the National Gathering of Elders back in 2017. And then that time we were revitalizing language and culture, really honoring and showcasing the elders and the knowledge keepers, as well as the junior elders that's coming up working with the youth that's 12 years and up. And then after that, elders were saying, well, we can't wait 2 more years to have the next gathering. So they requested that we have another one in 2018, and that's how National Indigenous Cultural Expo was born.
That's fantastic to hear. And when somebody wants to come and check it out, I mean, what can they expect from this cultural expo? I mean, quite a lot, I imagine. I feel like there's something for everybody at this cultural expo.
Oh, for sure. There is like food trucks with Bannock burgers and Indian tacos for people to try out. It is for Indigenous and non-Indigenous. It's open to the public, so anyone could come join. There is a weekend pass or a daily pass if they want to just stay around. There's also Southern hand games too. So this is a form of Indigenous First Nations in the Southern Treaty 6 area where there's members of 5 teams and they showcases their skills of hide and seek. Is really cool to watch, and it's filled with drum music. So anything that you kind of feel like an Indigenous appetite for dancing, trying out different Indigenous activities, you're more than welcome to come and experience it.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it runs this weekend at the Edmonton Expo Center. And Judy, one more before I let you go. This is such an incredible event, but why is it so important that we have this event? Why is this cultural expo so important?
Well, this whole weekend or week is Reconciliation Week. We had the reconciliation 10 years ago. However, there hasn't been a lot of action. There's a day where people get to take a day off, but there isn't a call for action where take that day off and experience and learn something that is Indigenous, that's part of Canadian history. So it's really important that people come out and then just take their homework or do their homework on what is Indigenous, what is their sounds, what is their language, what is their food, and then really experience it so that they can kind of understand a tiny bit of the Canadian history.
Well, very well said there, Judy. And if somebody wants to come and check this out, where can they get a bit more information, or is it ticketed? How does all that work?
Yeah, so they could just buy their tickets on site in Hall H of Edmonton Expo Center, or they could go on our website, which is www.ngekanata.com, and all the registration and ticketing information is there. And also, parking is free. So we did a parking buyout at the Expo Center. So they just literally need to just park, use a QR for free parking, and enjoy everything that's Indigenous in Canada.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for this, Judy.
All right, take care.